Blog Talk Radio.
Vice. What's going on? All right, well, it's New Talk City. Yeah, Vice.
Yo, yo. What's poppin'?
Floor's all yours, bruh.
Just asking for a moment of silence for my boy Giovanni, who passed away over this weekend. It's crazy. He was having a good weekend, ended up bad. I would just like a moment of silence for my boy.
CBN Blockwork DFL. Hey, the publicist, what up, baby? Move with a ratchet. They wanna hear that killer shit, that BX gorilla shit. I'm down for that murder, murder one. Rollins with me, nigga. You better run and go and get your gun. I move with a ratchet. I told these niggas I move with a ratchet. I told these rappers I move with a ratchet. I'm down for that murder, murder one. In black and white, look famo. My 50s look like the iPod Nano. Jump on his Vince Net or Orlando. Maybe you learn someday. Recess one way, we come in the gunplay. The AK and the Mac 10 after. My men to clap your scope from Lens Crafters. Yeah, rappers be frontin', but I hold niggas ransom for pushing my button.
Oh, fuck.
TBN, gon' die dumping. Get your face blown out like 35 nothing. Why jumping? EMS pumping. More blood than 10 chicks with EMS coming. Now fuck Tony Montana, move. Hit women and kids. My hammer, my rules, nigga. They wanna hear that killer shit, that BX gorilla shit. I'm down for that murder, murder one. Rollers with me, nigga. You better run and go and get your gun. I move with a ratchet. I told these rappers I move with a ratchet. I'm down for that murder, murder one. When them shots go bang, find out you got no game. When them shots go bang, you find out you got no game. I'm the topic of discussion. The bodies, the robberies, TBM block work, wrong shit, it gotta be. Heard about his battles in the street. I heard the nigga lethal on a beat. Well, I heard he was a dealer. I heard he is a dealer. Heard he make one phone call, they gon' kill ya. That's word on my mama's baby. Don't get hit in line of fire with the llamas, baby. I'm shooting all night. Had your family mourning, but I'm shooting all night. Nigga, we gon' fight. I dance with the infrared on, I get live. They wanna hear that killer shit, that BX gorilla shit. I'm down for that murder, murder one. Prowlers with me, nigga, you better run and go and get your gun. Shit, I move with a ratchet. I told these niggas I move with a ratchet. I told these rappers I move with a ratchet. I'm down for that murder, murder one, nigga.
Yo, what up, y'all? This is the homie L Pro, and you listening to the one and only New Talk City Radio with TDI, Vice, and DJ Showcase, baby. Right here, get your real music.
You already know what it is, baby. New Talk City Showcase.
Yes.
Vice.
Help you.
What's going on, man?
Chilling. Who's here? Vice? Vice, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's my brother. What's up, baby?
I'm good, son.
Yeah, it was good to see you after like 3 or 4 years, right? We look kind of different, right? You gave me a look like, oh, is this Showcase? I think this is the real Showcase. Is this the real Vice?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the real Showcase. Are you the real Vice?
I'm stepping out for a second, man. Y'all handle it. Stepping out for
what
a
mean,
second.
Stepping
hold
out. Oh, my God. He's stepping out. You believe this? Well, I'm already into the book. All right, for everybody who doesn't know what's going on, Luigi, Squeegee Boy, dropped his book. Number 2 on Amazon, Vice? Number 2?
Yes, number 2 on Amazon, man.
Number 2 on Amazon. Did a book signing in 89th Street and also did a book signing this past weekend in Co-op City. And, you know, me and Vice, we went to one in Co-op City. I think, Vice, you went to one in 89 as well?
In Lexington.
All right, so you went to that one as well. I went to the one in Co-op City. I picked the book. I got my official autograph. It's going to get framed up, everything. I'm going to read the book. Once I read the book, I'm just going to frame it, son. Frame it. I think I got to go buy another one. Seriously.
Yeah?
Yeah. I literally think I'm going to buy another one. I think I'm going to frame that book, which is a book by Squeegee. It's called,
Clubhouse Confidential.
There you go. You see, completely lost my mind, kid. You know, it's still Monday, kid. Still wiping out the cold on my face and all that. And I'm going to keep, huh?
I said it's all good. Thanks for the support, man. It was a good thing seeing you over there, man.
No, definitely, definitely. Listen, I've been going, I went to my job, I've been going on the streets. I've been like, yo, the Clubhouse Confidential is crazy. I'm reading it. It's interesting. It's not dry. It's not dull. It's light reading. It's nothing heavy. You think there's a Gone with the Wind? You know, people look at books, not advice. People look at books nowadays like the devil.
They look at books?
Yeah, like the devil.
Oh, my nigga, with all this technology, like, you know, people online reading and stuff, but...
Okay, but either way, listen, either way, look at...
TDI went to the one in Lex.
Okay, but TDI is what I'm saying.
The inaugural book signing, baby, first joint.
TDI, listen, I thought you stepped down, then you come back and you just break the whole conversation, you break the whole flow. What I'm saying to you is that people look at books nowadays, right? Like, what kind of kid do you see just picks up a book? Nobody.
In school.
Picks up a book. Nobody. In school. I remember when I was younger, I would pick up books, whether it be books, comic books, different books. I would pick up actually books. Now with all the technology now, you got to download the audio and download this. Fuck that. They need to go out and pick up this book because this book is a reader. Like, you get enveloped into it. It's not one of those books that you read and you just say, oh, God.
Bored.
Yeah, you're not getting bored. You're like, oh, God. Like a guy with the wind joint. Oh, God. Okay, yeah, no. This is like a reader.
Let me tell you something, man.
You can actually paint the picture.
It's a crazy book. Any baseball fan will like it, a Yankee fan will love it.
Forget about baseball fans. It goes way beyond baseball fans. It goes into a life of a professional athlete, a life into, like, professionalism. Like, you see these people on TV, anybody. You see Roger Clemens, you see Jay-Z, you see all these other people on TV. But behind the scenes, there's another life.
How would you mention Roger Clemens and Jay-Z in the same sentence?
I'm just saying, in general, it's not just for baseball people. This is for, like, people fame. Like, people look at people on TV, right? You see Jay-Z. You see Roger Clemens. You see Christina Applegate. You see all these stars. And you see them for
who?
What they are on TV. Who?
What do you mean, Christina Applegate?
Yeah, kid, I'm just spitting out names. I don't have a...
Kelly Bundy? Are you serious?
Oh, my... Yeah, you're telling me no? Benita Applebaum, you got to turn me on.
You can name Kim Kardashian. You can name a bunch of people. You're going to name her.
Oh, but that one wasn't on my mind. I'm not trying to... I'm just spitting out names. It's just random.
He's going with the flow.
Yeah, I'm just going with the flow. I'm not sitting here actually picking out names. I'm not going to... Come on, T.I. Can you step out for another minute, please?
Oh, we got a caller right here, man. 646, what up?
Oh, fine.
Hello.
Oh, you're about to get fired. You know
what?
You're about to get fired again.
I was about to get fired. I've been on listening this whole time.
Oh, my God. 9 minutes
okay,
late.
It's so irrelevant.
Oh, man.
I've been listening.
For two minutes,
like,
for a minute. You got to mute her for 2 minutes.
Have you heard of me? Peter Applegate. Nobody even replies.
She'll hear you. She didn't say nothing, but she's been listening for the past 9 minutes. And when you ask her one question, she's like,
I don't know nothing about the book, so why was I going to talk about it? I was letting it.
No, but TD, I just asked you a question completely off base of what we were talking about before.
Yeah, and she didn't, like, really.
And she didn't answer. She just sat there.
I'm cutting off. Mira, shut up.
She just sat there. She said,
huh?
It's,
I can't hear you, baby. Say it again.
I know, I'm breaking off.
Oh, man.
Oh. Hold on. I'm gonna click in from another phone.
You're gonna click in from another phone?
Yeah, hold on. Then where's the one?
How do you click in? All right,
Vice, you said?
I said your man is big enough to your man. Bought what? Two copies?
Oh, who bought two copies?
Holding it. The guy you was
mine.
With.
He was holding mine. Yeah, he was holding mine. Brett. Shout out to Brett Quintime, man, who's in TGI Fridays right now, getting his steak on.
No, I'm buying another copy.
Sounds everybody
is
love.
Buying another one. Definitely
gonna
buy another.
I'm gonna buy my man Howard one. I was a big Yankee fan.
No, I was telling Vice. I'm about the one I got signed, kid. I'm just gonna put it in a display, in a case. Just leave that one alone.
Did he sign it?
Yes, he signed it.
What did he put?
He charged me $100, but he signed it.
What did he put when he signed it?
No, I just had him sign his name, kid. A straight book signing. Just his name.
Just Squeegee, you know what I mean, whatever, and that's it? No,
just
DJ Showcase?
Just no names, kid. Just the straight book signing, kid. That's all about
him. How are they going to know he signed it for you? They're going to think you stole that book, man.
Oh, my God, please. So I buy another book, and I have it put to DJ Showcase.
That's what it's supposed to do, man. It's supposed to be like that.
No, it's not. It's a book signing. You ever been to a book signing before? Just sign. Let him sign his name. Let him sign whatever he wants.
I'll be getting a book signing. I'll be just telling him, put Joe. Fuck it. I don't.
Put
I
Joe.
Know his name, nigga. I want him to put my name. I want him to do. I want
no,
to know
no,
that
I
he
want,
signed
listen,
it for me.
I wanted it for historical reference, kid. I wanted it for his. Like, when years from now, when I pass on and I leave this life, kid, that book will be worth something somewhere. With my name stamped on it, it's not going to be worth anything.
All right, well, your homegirl's back on, man.
What happened to this showcase?
Oh,
what the fuck is that? She gets on another phone that's even worse than the first.
No, hold on.
Wow.
Sounds like she's in the Holland Tunnel.
I'm not.
That's past the tunnel.
I wish.
Well, TDI was saying, did you hear the name Christina Applegate? And you just got stuck on stupid. You said blue.
I said she's irrelevant. How are you going to bring her up? Like, nobody even heard her name.
Because it was just, Vice understood. It was just a rant. It was just things that were going through my head. You know what? How it came up that it was, how it became irrelevant to me is because I was going through my iPod, and I'm picking out the music and getting some of the old shit out of there, and I happened to run back the Christina Apple Bum, you gotta turn me on the Apple Bum song,
oh,
and that's why it's relevant to me. Yeah.
All right, and you came out with Christina Applegate, Kelly
yeah,
Bundy.
That song was written for her. That song was written about her.
Wait. For
was
Kelly
it
Bundy? That song
I doubt
was...
it.
Yes, it was.
That song was not.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna have to do my research on that. And if you're lying,
Benita Applebaum, Christina Applegate. Come on.
It's not Christina Applebaum. It's Benita Applebaum. All right,
yeah.
That's number one. I don't know
from
who the fuck Christina Applebaum is.
Can you get off me,
sir? Is that Christina Applebaum from your block or something?
No, but my dog's
that?
In heat. That's what it is. Yeah.
What?
Oh, my God.
What the fuck is going on? Yo, hold on, man. I'm having trouble today, B. Yo, Showcase, you want to hear some funny news?
Hang on, let me pick up my balls, please.
What?
Oh my
what?
God!
Whoa,
what an
whoa,
asshole!
Whoa, whoa.
What's going on today?
You know what? If I wasn't in the right frame of mind and my mind wasn't in a peaceful state and I wasn't happy about some shit, somebody would have got the hammer to their fucking neck right now. What an asshole!
I'm trying to hear the story.
Like what you guys are talking about, and I was so wrapped up in my safety, I couldn't even concentrate. I'm standing there in front of my building, smoking a cigarette. Out of nowhere, this fucking blunt. Listen, Vice. Out of nowhere, this fucking pit bull runs up on me. No chain, no leash, nothing. Just runs up on me. Now, I have a female pit bull that right now she's in heat. So here could come this male pit bull, and he's just sniffing on my leg. I'm perfectly still because I don't know where the fuck the dog is, whose dog is it, who's the person. Here comes the owner just casually strolling along with the chain in his hand. And he's like, yo, you got a dog at the house? And I was like, yo, fam, can you get the dog off of me, please? I mean, really? And he's like, nah, he ain't going to do nothing. He's good. I was like, I don't care. My dog isn't here. I don't know what your dog is going to do. What are you doing? Can you please get
him off me? You sure you wasn't in heat, man?
No, you see, you're stupid, nigga. Let me tell you something. I literally, for the past 2 minutes, kid, I literally saw my life flash in front of me. Yeah, that's serious shit. Pitbulls can go nuts, kid. And this motherfucker running up on him, walking with no fucking leash and everything, let the dog. Oh, my God. Like I said, if I wasn't in a life frame of mind, kid, you would have just heard, fuck KV.
Wait. Showcase is going, like, I don't know where he's going today, man. But your dog with it, how the fuck did Ether come in? Oh, man, you know what?
The gunshots from Ether.
I think Showcase is in heat, man. I think that dog is walking right now, dog.
In the beginning of Ether, there's gunshots.
Okay.
Right or wrong. So that's all you would have heard.
But, okay, so how the gunshots would have sounded over there?
Oh, God. I'm not going to repeat myself. Forget it. You guys are fucking... Forget it. I'm okay right, now.
Well,
I'm back in action.
Out, show.
I'm back. So tell me the funny story.
This
fucking guy left. Piece of shit.
This is not funny at all.
You just said it was a funny
We have absolutely no music in the switchboard.
What?
What?
Why not?
We got a real problem.
You just play music.
I got 3 songs right in front of me. 2 songs in a drop. That's our official week. My man Fred DeCasa and Murder One. Beyonce Run the World.
Oh my God.
And a drop from El Pro. Yeah.
And you can't load the songs over.
This is how official we keeping it. We winging it. This is how we gonna do it, man.
Hello, sir. Can you load some songs while we're talking?
I can't do anything right now. The switchboard is at a standstill as we speak.
So that's it. It's just us four and whoever he is. That's it.
And your man El Pro is going to be calling in at about another 10 minutes.
With no music.
Exactly. This is how we do.
What you mean this is how we do?
This is how we do, man. We don't back down, B. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep it 100. We don't back down.
We're not backing down, but like I said, can you just put something? You can't put nothing in it.
Won't you rap for us, show? You wrote a rap the other day and you spitting it from the phone.
Rap.
Won't you rap
for us? It's not about me. I'm just saying. We have a guest coming on the show and we don't have none of his music.
No, we don't.
And
you got
to
call
him
right here.
201.
201, what up? The fuck up. Oh.
Who's that?
That fucker stole me with Rob, son.
Callie?
What?
Is that Callie?
Fuck the show, kid. Run. Fuck your wet-head DJ.
Who the fuck is that? Yo, hang up, please.
You got an angry caller, show. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what you're doing to people.
You, did you hang up?
And he was on heat, so I'm not the dog. He was on heat.
Yo, TDI, hang that shit up, please. Really?
We got to get to the bottom of this, man. What's going on, man?
Yeah.
Come on,
man.
TDI.
Fuck
hang up, please.
Rocks, that shit put me to sleep.
Oh, God. You see, this is ridiculous.
Okay, talk to the hater, man. See what's going on.
I don't want you to talk to the hater. I want you to hang up. I don't want to deal with haters. Hang up. Please. Please. Either you hang up or I hang up. One of the two.
They're running you out the show, Showcase?
No, I'm not saying, but it's not a show and you got some guy just... Come on, TDI, hang that shit up, please. I'm asking nicely, please. That shit is retarded. We got an interview coming up in like a couple minutes, and we're dealing with this shit? Come on. Really?
I love how the haters take a toll on you, man. It's funny.
It's not how the haters take a toll, but why would you even pay any mind to that? Somebody called in and somebody's being a fucking
idiot. I wasn't saying a thing. It was...
Yeah, but nigga, when he started spitting some stupid shit, all you got to do is hang up. Click, case closed, next caller. Thank you very much for calling. Call when you have some substance. Call when you know how to speak English. Call when I can hear you properly.
The showcase finished.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, call with something official. Don't call just spitting out the face and... What? Really? Come on, man. I'll go through a good debate, but at least talk to me like you have English, so you have some sort of
all
sense.
All right, 201, we got 201 on the line. 201, what up? State your business.
Yeah, what up?
What's going on?
Chota.
Little Donnie got showcased mad just now, B. You know what? That's classic.
Okay.
Oje, so you want to be funny guy, huh? Drop out of the devil. Coño. Hey. You want to be funny guy, huh?
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Ain't nothing up. Hang up on this dude again.
Fucking showcase. Yeah, let me tell you something, show. You fold up the pressure real quick. You got to be able to handle these haters, man.
Fold
up
the
right
pressure.
Now.
What are you talking about folding again? If you're going to come at me that I can hear you. Come at me that I can understand you. Nothing. Donnie sounded like he had a dick in his mouth and he's fucking hot dogs and wings.
Oh. Wow. The hate has been struck.
That nigga.
No, Donnie, do me a favor. Yeah. Don't do that no more. We're going to hang up on you again, all right?
We're gonna pick up calls from haters, and then we gotta deal with the haters. Really? No. I speak English, my friend.
It's not my fault you got whack ass baseball players on the phone.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Yeah. Okay, Donnie. You know what? I've been waiting for you for a long time, but every time we try to set it up, you dodge. I will blow by you, kid. You will swing and you will be on your knees.
He will fall over. I will tackle his knees under the pressure.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What are we talking about? Baseball, right?
Over there.
We're talking about baseball.
I know it sounds graphical over there, man.
I don't know what you're talking about. We're talking about baseball. You said whack baseball players. It's okay. Donnie, you don't want none of it, son. You don't want none of it, son.
You trash.
Okay. All right. I'll throw a beach ball, and you still can't.
Nigga, I put my son a bat up.
I put the beach ball, kid. I underhand it.
I put Vice on the bat up.
I underhand it, kid. I don't even know. Do you even know how to spell bat?
Yeah. That's what you look like.
Hold on. We got to get something straight over here. I got to give a big, big, big shout out to Lush, the queen, the boss of this whole joint right here. Because she just got all the music back on the switchboard.
Oh, thank God. Thank you, Lush. Thank you, Lush.
Thanks, Lush.
She works wonders, and, you know, got to show love for that.
What's happening?
We let you know what's going down, man, when it goes down, you know what I mean? We're going to get into some music, man. We got Oregon's own El Pro calling in tonight. El Profound.
You got the conversation going on there? Blast that conversation, please.
What conversation? What are you talking about? Oh, the Pro joint. For sure.
Last
Donnie, don't go nowhere, man. Keep tuned in, man. Vice, you know how we do, babe. Just get right into it.
New Talk City Radio with the Frunk is poppin'. Really all-star in the building. Shout out to TDI, Showcase, Vice, what up? Mel Stacks with the Frunk is poppin'. Far Rock in the building, let's get it.
Yeah, this your boy Cuban Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
Yes, indeed. Somebody wow. Donate a bottle of WD-40 to this chair over here.
Showcase arm
ain't WD-40.
I got my money on Showcase. Whatever y'all want to do it.
Listen,
whenever.
Showcase your girls on the line, man. Let's
see
your intern.
Say what?
Your intern's on the line, man.
Okay, she's there, but she needs to speak up.
I just got back on the line. I was waiting for someone to click over before.
God, just got back online. What happened? Your phone clicked off?
Showcase, there's too many excuses on the first 2 weeks, right?
I don't know, son.
You didn't pick
I'm
up
trying.
To my 717 number. It wasn't important enough for you to answer them.
I like that. That was hot. Good one.
You come back, Joe.
Yo, hit him again. Hit him again. Hit him one more time.
Junior Cooper Thompson.
Hey, another one.
Hey, yo, what's happening when Donnie smacks that home run over the gate in the park?
Yeah, let me show you something, B. Your man can't even pass home plate, B.
Locking in is official. Y'all want to come out, roll with us, hang with us, or the listeners? We ready,
where
man?
Where you going?
Cool.
Where are we locking in?
Don't worry about it. You're across town. You're across town, man. You can't. You know what I mean?
Who's
no
cab's
gonna pick you up out there.
What are we talking about here?
So what?
I thought that was Dunny talking. I'm sorry. You and your intern sounded like.
Me and my intern
are
kind of like.
We're gonna chop it. Go get us, man.
Letty.
All right, man.
Lush. Don't listen to these guys. You're doing a good job. Relax, be easy.
We didn't say nothing about it.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. All
right, look, we got to go.
I
got to
send you that last, okay?
Yeah, we got to work on that. We'll work on it.
All right, let me get this call up. They'll call up in the 347-347. What up?
Yo.
State your bid. State your name.
Man, yo, what's good, fam? Yo, what up, man?
Got me
what
skin.
What is this, man?
Burger, that's burger, kid.
Nah, man. People from the 8th floor, man.
Oh, 8th floor? I didn't know TDI floor had, building had 8th floor.
You can live on a roof?
Who's on the 8th floor?
I'm from the 8th floor.
From what floor?
He said from Showcase floor.
I have no idea what that is.
I only live on a 4-story building, kid. I don't know what 8th floor is here.
It's Sound Clash.
Yo, this nigga just like.
Oh, man. Hold on. Let me give these people the proper introduction over here, B. Ben, what up, man?
What's up, man?
Ben, we're going to treat you right, man, because let me give you a quick rundown. Ben was afraid to call because he thought we were going to chop him up with the jokes. We don't do that, man. We need you at Sound Clash, man. Sound Clash is the best studio in NYC. It's what TDI records is music. You understand what I'm saying? Ben, high-class engineer.
What 50 studio.
Huh. All right, let me ask you a question. Where's Mac?
Mac is somewhere dipping in bananas right now.
Oh, man.
Mac's mixing a record. He's doing his.
Mac is mixing a record?
Okay, I know who we're talking to now. We're talking to the people. All right.
Yeah, from the studio. Stupido.
That's Donnie, right? It has to be Donnie.
Big Ben, what's going on, man?
Why gotta be me, though? I didn't say nothing.
Check you.
Hang on.
Huh?
That was Crisis on the floor.
What's going on, Ben? Tell us what's going on in Sound Clash right now, man.
Right now, we just make crack.
Oh, man.
Got Mac Key in the other room making it crack.
It's fucking sick.
You know your boy.
Shout out to Mac P. Listen, tell Mac P thank you again from Showcase, kid.
All right.
Yo, who rap?
Crisis is here.
Who rap? Showcase raps. He just wrote a rap the other day.
Oh, say the one you said the other day.
You heard? I rap
too. You know Crisis is clowning.
Oh, that's Crisis the nicest, man? So
yeah.
What up, man? Shout out to the Puerto Rican engineer when O is not around. The long-haired Puerto Rican engineer. There's all types of engineers over there, man. I'm telling you. I like it because it's evenly matched. It's two Puerto Ricans and two black guys. So it's not a racial thing when you go over there. You understand what I'm saying? It's not like, yo, this is a Spanish spot. I ain't fuck with
it. It's a Haitian dude.
Yeah, but black, yeah, he's considered black. He's more, you know, he's more on y'all side. Yeah, I mean, he's close to, you know, Santo Domingo and all that, but he's considered black.
He said he's close to Santo Domingo. That's fucked up.
Yeah, Haiti's right across Santo Domingo. It's like right, like Jersey and New York, but, you know.
Yeah, you got to cross the lake.
Word.
That's all. A little lake.
Yeah,
a little lake. Florida, you cross that lake right there.
Got to go.
A puddle. It's like a puddle of water, not even a lake. It's a puddle.
Listen to this guy.
Man, I'm going to talk to you later.
But, everybody know, man. Yo, shout out to SoundClass. Yo, Ben, good looking out for the call, bro.
No doubt.
Yeah, I mean, we'll check with y'all tomorrow.
Yo, they're having a blast over there, right? They just called up laughing.
No, the highlight of the night. I'm gonna listen to the show again when it's over. I have to hear Showcase begging me to hang up the caller. I have to hear him go, please hang him up, hang him up, hang him up, or hang up.
Oh, I have to hear that.
We're not gonna let that go. Right?
Never in my life, my nigga. If we're doing this show in 2015, you're gonna hear me bring that up, and I'm gonna have the soundbite.
I'm gonna watch basketball.
Ready? Get after this guy, please. Take care of my light work.
You stay coming at me. No, you got at me the other day on this phone. I'm not helping you.
Wait, what did she say? Wait, what?
No, you got at me the other day on TDI's phone. I'm not backing you up for shit.
Oh.
Don't think I forgot.
Bomba.
So Showcase looked like he lost his intern.
I don't even remember what I did. That was like so last week.
Yeah, this fucking show is like the moment type thing. Shout out to L Pro, should be calling in soon, man. Anybody who's on the line who want to get on the line, man, just press 1. But the show is that you on cue, and, you know, we'll take it from there. All right, well, we got a caller here. We got a caller from the 503.
That's L Pro.
503, what up?
Yo,
L
Pro,
what up, yo?
My 717.
Okay,
Letty,
relax.
L Pro,
what's going on, baby?
What's up? What's going on?
Chilling.
Hey, been listening to y'all show, man. It's hot.
I
be dying over here, man.
Thank you.
Let's give L Pro the proper intro, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, so for our listeners, just say who you are, where you're from. You know, a brief intro of yourself.
Yeah. So, L Pro, you know what I'm saying, from originally from San Diego, California. Living in Oregon right now. Been here for quite a while, you know what I'm saying. Just dropped a little EP called Equilibrium, you know what I'm saying. Got a joint called Vertigo's coming out the next couple months. I mean, just doing my thing, man, you know? That's all.
That's what it is, man.
Definitely.
I'm going to keep it 100.
We just played your conversation, Drake, and we spoke over the weekend earlier. I'm feeling that track, kid. That track, ridiculous.
Yeah, man. I mean, that little joint right there, man, just trying to, you know, bring things back. You know what I'm saying? Bring hip-hop, like, back where it needs to be, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely wanted to give the people something that they could just, you know, feel and get into.
No way.
Yeah.
All that.
So.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely feel-good music. And you know what? And me and my man Vice were talking about it the other day. There's not a single curse word on that track.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if that was
a single one. And it sounds hot.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
A lot of rappers think that they need to curse in their records.
Yeah.
And they need to say some sort of profanity in their records. But I like it when people just spit the real truth and just ride with it.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Like, when we put that record together, it was just a matter of just, you know, when I was writing, it was just, you know, kind of unconscious. So whatever came out, you know? So.
Definitely killing you.
Now,
yeah. Who are some of your influences in the rap game? Like, who influenced you to start rapping?
So, like, man, back in the day, man, you know, it was Rakim. That was the number one, you know what I'm saying? And then from there, it just kind of went from CL Smooth to Nas, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, Pharoah Monch. Mos Def is definitely one of them cats that I'm definitely feeling right now, man. I love that cat style, you know? So, definitely.
Yo, serious influences right there, kid. Definitely.
Those are big influence, kid. Those are the old, you know, that's what gives him his sound, TDI. That's what gives him that, you know, that throwback sound.
Yeah, like a classic. I'm going to keep it real, man. It's a classic sound. When I first heard it, I was a little about it, but Showcase was telling me, yo, TDI, man, keep listening to it, man. Let it grow. And I'm going to keep it real, man. The past 2 weeks, the music grown on me, man. Like, I listen to it now, and it's not your typical music. Like, it's hard for an East Coast dude. Like, us East Coast people, we very spoil you with the sound. Like, we want to keep it the same sound. If it's another sound, it's hard to accept it. But if you're a real music fan, you learn how to accept other music. And that's what I did with your sound. Like, your sound is official and definitely digging it. It's different, and it's something hip-hop needs now.
Yeah, man, and that definitely, I appreciate that feedback because, like, I mean, I feel like my style and the way I am, I don't know that it's anybody out there that sounds like me, you know what I mean? So we'll see what happens, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to just do me and see what happens. I mean, it is kind of a throwback style, but I think a lot of that has to do with the production as well. You know what I'm saying? The production is reminiscent of, like, Pete Rock, you know what I mean, and Premiere, you know what I mean? So it's like...
Yeah.
When I get on tracks like that, it kind of brings me back to that lyrically, you know what I mean? And so I think when you talk about cats on the East Coast versus cats, like, especially on the Northwest, man, like, a lot of cats don't know, man. It's like out here, man, it's like, you know, a lot of cats are still on that kind of 90s boom bap kind of hip-hop feel, you know what I mean?
That's crazy, really. Yo, I got to go take a trip out there and live in that little atmosphere for a minute.
I'm telling you, man, it's so many MCs out here that's just you know, you listen to it and it don't sound like nothing else in the country. Straight up, man. And that's just how it is, you know.
Now how do you think that happened, bro? How do you think that fell out, you know what I'm saying, that happened like that? Because honestly, kid, you're the first one that I've heard coming out of Oregon or even repping Oregon in any form, fashion or anything.
Yeah,
I ain't even know where Oregon was.
No, man. Hey, I'm telling you, my pop is from Yonkers, right? And so when I go out there to visit family and stuff, it's like I get my little piece of the NYC, man, and I come back. But to answer the question, it's like you got so many different regions. So you got the South and they got their sound, but the Northwest, we don't really have a sound. You know what I'm saying? We got what we got. So everybody is kind of doing their own thing. And people take their influences and they morph them into whatever talents they feel like they got, right? So you take a cat like myself who has so many different influences, I kind of mend them all together into my own, and that's what it is. And so, you know, the Northwest really don't have a style, but I'm telling you, bro, like, honestly, man, it's a lot of talent out here. It's crazy.
You think the Northwest is still developing? Like, it's still under development as far as the style? Like, you see, as the West Coast got their sound, like you said, the South got their sound, New York.
Right.
You think the Northwest is still trying to develop that sound, or it's just going to stay as, like, a freelance type of thing?
I think it's really just kind of like a freelance kind of thing. I think what it's going to take is people like myself and some of the cats out here that's doing it, it's going to take cats, you know, on the East Coast and people really paying attention to what's going on out here, because honestly, just like, you know, you had cats from the South when they got discovered, you had cats like Outkast and all these cats that just got discovered and came out. The same thing is going to happen in the Northwest. It's just a matter of time. That's all.
Right.
Well, let me tell you something. You definitely on the right move. I don't even know how I got a hold of your music.
Yeah.
But it crossed me. It hit a chord, kid, because like I said, when I heard it, it just put me back in that whole little feel good music of hip hop and I was like, all right, this is hot, this is not crazy jumpy, but it's hot.
Right. And that's the thing, man, like honestly, like when y'all hear Vertigo when it comes out, I mean, it's like nothing you've ever heard. And I mean my hope is, actually it ain't even a hope, it's a no. I know that people is gonna be feeling it because it's different. It's so different. Like it's different than equilibrium. Like,
well, let's get into a track real quick, and we'll be back with you. TDI, sure. Drop that out. Good morning joint.
I don't have a joint here. Is it this one?
You can drop that one too.
Nah, that's the fluid joint, but yeah.
You can drop fluid too.
Fluid joint is crazy. I got the light. All right, so let's get into the fluid joint, man. Right here on New Talk City, man. Lush Radio Online, man. Let's get right into it.
Yo, what up, y'all? This is the homie L Pro, and you listening to the one and only New Talk City Radio with TDI, Vice, and DJ Showcase, baby. Right here, get your real music.
Remember the lyrics.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Like back in the day when you used to listen to Nas and you used to memorize every single lyric, you know, it ain't hard to tell. I excel.
Right.
Your music actually forces that.
Yeah.
Because that what was it? The very first verse in the I'm Blazing, Borderline, Amazing,
yeah.
It makes you want to remember it. And I haven't heard a song like that in years. That's what made it stick to me, because it makes you want to listen to the lyrics and listen to the content of the song and not so much the beat.
Yeah, it's funny, man, because when the record came out, I went to my office, man, and one of these old ladies in my office, she came up to me and she was like, "I'm blazing, borderline amazing." And I'm like, this lady's like 50 years old, man.
No, but you know something? That's a gift, kid. That's a gift. When somebody just actually remembers your lyrics like that off the head, that's a gift. That's real hard to do in music. Because you can have music now, it'll be hot, but you won't remember the lyrics for nothing.
Right.
Like, you don't know what's going on.
You never lived on the East Coast at all?
What's that?
You never lived on the East Coast?
I lived with my pop, man, in Yonkers for like, man, it wasn't even a month, dude. It was like brief.
He was saying I'm pretty sure in Oregon there's probably only like one rap station.
You're right, it's one. And they don't even play real hip hop music, man. They play that dance.
So then that forces the people that's into hip hop to listen to older music or to find music from the crate, and that's what happens. That's what kind of you're a product of your environment. And if your environment's not giving you any type of substance, you're gonna pick up on your own substance. So the substance you picked on was Rakim, all the old school joints, and that's what you're portraying, is that kind of substance, and that's sick.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the thing is too, like, you know, growing up in a household where, I mean, I'm gonna be honest, like, people from the East Coast is different, right? So my pop being from Yonkers, like, that's all I got, right? So, like, I grew up in a home where, like, yeah, we was on the West Coast, but it was still, he has that kind of mentality, you know. And you couple that with the music influences or whatever, that's the only way I can explain it, you know what I mean? So.
Nah, because your swag is straight East Coast. When I got the thing that you were from Oregon, I was like, "Oh, where the fuck is that?"
Yeah, man.
Hey, bro, let me ask you this: What's the situation with the battle rapping out there? Do people battle rap out there? Or, I mean, was that like a whatever thing out there?
Nah, yeah, people battle rap out here too, man. This is this joint called Grind Time Music, and this is this white kid out here named Immaculate. And this dude is bananas, man. And he, you know, he's out here, but he's battled lots of cats, man, all over the world. You know, battling out here is pretty big, actually. You know what I mean? It's pretty big. You know what I mean? And we have, I mean, battling is big out here. You know what I'm saying? Freestyling, like I belong to this group called Thorn City Improv, and you know what I'm saying? We do like every month we do like a live band, and we play in this club. And we just make up the whole joint, man. The band makes up something, and then you got like five MCs, and you know, we just do what we got to do. So
that's
pretty big.
You never get into that battle stuff?
Nah, I never have, man. I'm not really a big battle dude, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of my strong points come from just, you know, writing. And writing songs,
composing,
like that. Yeah, composing, like that's kind of where I'm at. I think that's where my strengths are. Like, I'm an okay freestyler. I ain't the best, but I can hold my own. You know, composing songs and really putting thought into songs is kind of where I shine, man. You know.
Definitely.
So, Equilibrium. When we got a date on that yet, or?
So, Equilibrium's out now. That's what y'all been playing.
Vertigo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Vertigo is coming out October 4th. Yeah, and I'm releasing the single on September 1st. It's called I Am. That joint's going to come out September 1st, and it'll be released on my, you can get it at my Bandcamp page, lpro.bandcamp.com. Or on my website, lpromusic.com. So we can release that, and then just, you know, the full-length Vertigo record drops October 4th, man. you know, along with the nice. Along with the new video too for I Am will be out that same week. So,
wow,
big
yeah,
things,
make
it move,
man.
Make it move, man.
Make it moves, make it move.
Yeah.
We can dig it. We can dig it.
Well, Pro, thank you for coming on the show. I think, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for calling up. Thanks for whatever. Give me your Twitter, anything that you got like that, or any contact information.
Hit me up at Twitter is at LProMusic. You know what I'm saying? Check out the YouTube page, LProMusic channel. And then just hit me up at the website, man, LProMusic.com. You can get links to everything right there. Check out the blogs, whatnot. I'm there, man. I'm ready to bring it. So, you're going to hear some more from me for sure.
Oh, no, I'm definitely going to hear from more for you. I'm actually going to set you up with TDI to do a collab track from East to West.
Oh, word.
We get that in the making.
Yeah, let's do it. For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
get
definitely, man. We're
going to
link up. I just actually, believe it or not, while he was talking, I was downloading the beat. Me and him, a smash. It's a nice one of those kind of like his type of groove type thing, and I definitely would like to touch on one of those type of sounds. So,
yeah,
I'm gonna send you that in a minute, man. I'll send it to Showcase and Showcase, you know.
Yeah, I'll send it to him. You send it to me. You know, say we get it mastered. You're gonna be on my mixtape. This my new mixtape coming out. The lockout is
word,
over.
Okay.
I'm gonna put you on there.
Word.
And get you a little buzz out here, brother. You definitely deserve
it. Yeah, man. And I'll shoot y'all an advanced copy of Vertigo in a couple of weeks as well, man. Like right before
Thank
it comes out.
Thank you. Appreciate
out.
That, man.
Yeah, I'll send you an advanced copy for sure. So.
Definitely appreciate that, man. El Pro, thanks for calling, bro, for real. All
right. Thank y'all for having me, man. All right, peace.
No doubt, man. All
right.
Good dude. Good dude.
He's a good dude, kid. He's got his head on his shoulder. He knows what he's doing. He's releasing dates. He's putting out singles. And like Bryce said, kid, it's refreshing to hear somebody who doesn't have to curse on their records.
Where's Vice?
I'm right here, buddy boy.
Right, Vice?
Where's your intro, Showcase?
Huh?
Where's your intro, Showcase?
I don't know where my intern is.
I'm right here.
Where's my...
Oh, she's there.
Where's my designated hitter that's going to smack your ball out the park?
Right here, kid.
God, here we go again.
See, that's how you got to have people, show. You got to have people on deck ready for any situation.
Right,
this guy's patiently listening to the show and ready to smack your pitch out of the park.
All right, we're going to see.
Well,
let's
do it. I was doing it this weekend. Listen, I'm not going to smack the first ball out the park. I'm going to smack it right to him.
Nigga,
make sure it goes straight to him.
Yo,
so he can shut
you're
up.
not even gonna see the pitch, kid. So don't even talk about smacking anything. You're not even gonna see the pitch. It's gonna break right in front of you, and it's just gonna drop you. And be like,
that's
yo, that was a bear, son. That was a ball. That wasn't a strike. That was a ball.
That's
it's a swing.
Your head, nigga. That's
easy.
How you do that.
Easy.
No, you're gonna see. We're gonna see this weekend how it's gonna go down. So that way, Monday comes, you're gonna talk about it.
To Vice,
no,
he's sending it.
Nobody's going nowhere, man.
Vice is going to set
nobody
up the pop.
Nobody's going nowhere, man.
Vice is going to set up the pop.
I'm not even going to hit the batting cage.
You're not even going to hit the ball.
Showcase is the batting cage.
Yeah.
You're not even going to hit the ball, kid. You're gonna the ball's going to look at you and just laugh.
Yo, Vice, this sounds pretty interesting, Vice.
Get the puck, Vice. Because I'm coming out this weekend. Get the puck.
Right. Vice, you got the puck right here across the street from me, right?
That's
what I'm saying. This weekend, TDI's.
Your TDI's on, that's it. So
right.
You do it where you live at, right? Then when Monday comes, you're going to talk about it and laugh about it.
I'm going to do it wherever. Who's catching?
No more, man.
Who's catching?
Yeah.
Don't worry about who's catching, man. Don't worry about who's catching.
And
this is right here, man.
Yeah, I don't want to hear you, I can't make it. And then we find a new rock, bitch.
No, I don't want to hear you can't make it and you don't have a cell phone. And we find you like in the corner of 53rd and Lex.
And then we,
okay, because every time we try to call Danny, he don't have a phone. I mean, your bullshit is not connected, so easy.
Then other folks to call me on.
Yeah, which ones?
Which ones? I'm not gonna hunt for you, kid. Vice is gonna set up the time exactly. We're gonna be there. It's gonna be like the Warriors thing. We're gonna be there at this time exactly. You come with your. I'll bring you a bat. Okay, I'm gonna bring you a bat.
No, we don't want the fucking cheapo bats. We're going to get our own bat. We don't want the little fucked up, corked up bat. None of that shit, man. We want the real. Yo, Johnny, man, Friday night, come talk to me, man. We're going to have a nice big feast on the food and all that, dinner and all that, and then, you know, be prepared for Saturday morning or whatever, Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, man. We're going to do that.
Better be ready, son.
Nobody go nowhere. This is how we do, man. New Talk City. We just had El Pro. Shout out to El Pro, Oregon's finest. It's crazy, man. This is how we do right here. We legendary.
Sure.
To my supplier, plays in the key of the key. I'm like a messiah, cross with the wire, rapping around the board, walking fire. Who bought their Bible? This is Christ chapter. I'm sick enough to take my life and take your life after. Don't take me like or play me like, we two were the same. God melted the Rubik's Cube in the fluid, threw it in my intuitive brain. I'm eating food for moving music in the gratuitous lane. But through twice, now I'm running through it till I'm through with the game. You can find me under a black cloud, I'm a dark star. Only thing I hate worse than a mark is a marked car. I climb mountains like Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell. You can put a face with my style, it'll be Samuel Cassell. I switch the fire up like I am a tranny from hell. What I got in my hand right now to remind you is Stanley Burrell. Cause it's the hammer, the cannon, you can dance with the shells. My pet peeves are granny panties and planets to fail. I'm a heavyweight, I'm catastrophic when I set it like Fahrenheit 9/11. Meditate till the levees break. I tar and feather weights until my Betty straight. The Mac 11 to clap your melon and get your ass spaghetti face. You ever looked inside some dying eyes? You'll see surprise and realize there's no denying God. When was the last time that you heard that the iron tried? Ryan vibes like cyanide. I am proud to say that I've evolved. There's only one iron defying odds. Small time arrogance perishes every time the giant pride. Who y'all respect is probably cross-dressing. Your favorite MC could probably find itself vibing to my lost section. I'm legendary.
Now everybody wanna believe me, but they don't really know what's in my heart. Time around it started to feel easy. My enemies starting to fall down.
Legendary.
My enemies starting to fall down.
Got my noodles intact. You unsupport of Detroit rap. Niggas can Google this gat. Cause we the reason why you eating. We put the food on the map. Right where the mitten is. And you ain't do jack. Just who we kicking here. This is a different year. So you shouldn't assume that I'm trying to measure up to you. When I tell you the ruler is back. In fact, as far as you new kids, what have you did? I know that I burned some bridges in the past. But I'm happy to say that I built a new bridge. As far as killing, I'm forever willing and ready. I will make my children's peanut butter and jelly sandwich with a machete. You married the streets and we will kill at your wedding. Tell every guest that your reception, they gon' get more than just hip with confetti. Now you're a bitch, a believer. You know what you get when you mix a bumblebee with a lamb. You get the guinea, I'm sitting in, riding through Pittsburgh while I'm listening to Wiz Khalifa. Black and yellow, the blunt and joint, here's the reefer. 1 minute you tough, 1 minute you shook. I know I learned a while ago to hide power from you. I should just put it in a book. You illiterate parasites, I kill you every time. Throw a nigga body around the room, have a nigga looking like Jamiroquai. And yes, I am a firm believer that the naked truth looks 100 times better than the best dressed lie. And why you niggas is hating? I wonder if God really an atheist. He made me the same temperature as this minister Satan. Y'all need to repent cause y'all been imitating. A statue of me to use a statue of limitation. You backwards as me and the feminist Satan. Let's tally the sales like Gladys and Patti LaBelle. I'm a big wig, my flaws in the hole of a volcano. I'm having a big swig.
Everybody wanna believe me, but they don't really know what's in my heart. Time around it's starting to feel easy. My enemies starting to fall down.
Legendary.
My enemies starting to fall down.
unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
New Talk City Radio with the fruck is poppin'. It's your boy Relly All Star. Far Rock is in the building all day. Hamels, what up?
Yes. Nutty.
Toast to Relly All Star.
Nutty.
Yo.
Betty's gone already?
Gone. Signed off.
No way.
What does she just come in and leave whenever she wants?
I guarantee you she's going to give you the excuse that she thought it was only up till 9 today.
No, she's not.
All
right. No, she's not. We didn't even sign off. So I got to promote my own shit.
Before we get any further ado to anything else, just want to let everyone know this Tuesday is going down at Besso Lounge. Book release party for my boy Squeegee. Starts at 7. And that's about it.
It's on. Let me get the information on that right now, man. I'm going to jump on. Give me some information on that book release party for my boy Squeegee. Congratulations to him. Wish him a lot of success. And we're going to get the information for Besso Lounge, is it, right? Besso Lounge?
Yes, sir.
Is Besso Lounge?
Besso's Lounge.
Oh, Besso's Lounge.
Besso, kind of like what the guys be giving you? That.
Come on, man, please. Enough.
All right, Besso Lounge is on 320 East 204 Street in the Bronx. Start time is 7 p.m. Don't miss out on an event of a lifetime. Please join in, man. Come through, show your love. It's early. Say what up to Luigi, meet and greet.
So that's on my side, then.
What would say that? You're still not going to go.
What you mean I'm not going to go? Why can't I can't go?
I don't know. Gotta
no,
permission.
You got to ask.
I got to ask permission now?
Yep.
Who do I got to ask advice? Can I go, son?
Of course.
Who's that advice?
Invited.
Because advice is like co-manager Squeegee, so you know what? Yeah, I'm asking him.
Donnie, he has to ask me, right?
Yeah, you got to ask me.
Why do I got to ask
well,
you?
Sure. I'll think about it. I'll think about it.
Yeah, take care of yourself. Lose my number. Anyway. Big news. I think have we announced the news? We haven't announced it on the line. Big news. Showcase mix CD coming real soon. And Vice, this is not a fake promotion. The cover art is done. Rock the Hustler did the cover work. The cover work is ready. TDR came up with the title. The lockout is over. Yep.
I've been waiting for the last one.
Yeah, no. This one's coming up. Right now I'm taking submissions for the next. I took submissions this week. I'm going to take submissions next week. You can submit all MP3s for submission at djshowcase@gmail.com. So it's djshowcase@gmail.com. If I get back to you... You like that, right? If I get back to you, you're going to be featured on the mixtape, but I'm going to get back to you. I'm going to try to touch base with everybody. I've been getting a lot of submissions. Joint's crazy. The other day, my Gmail opened up, and it said, you're running out of space. I think I'm the very first person to ever run out of Gmail space.
Nah, nigga.
You save all your
nigga.
Fucking messages.
He's a fucking idiot, this kid. I'm telling you.
So, it's going to be real big. The lockout is over.
John, shouts to Rock the Hustler for the cover work. Anybody need cover graphic work done for their mix CDs? Holler at me, man. I'm connected to Rock the Hustler. Rock the Hustler is real, real good at what he do. So
Rock out everything. Rock out the thing. He got a photo guy on standby. If you ain't got the photos, he'll send you to the photo shoot. Professionally done, white background and all that. Professional cameras, no bootlegs. Everything professional.
Yeah.
I like it, kid. I saw the cover art. I think I might leak it. You know, leak the cover art now. I like it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, check it out on Twitter, man. Throw it on Twitter real quick.
What?
Do you even know how to throw it on Twitter?
Nigga, I'm brand new to Twitter, so no, I don't.
Nah, it's easy. You can do it. Shout out to my man DJ Scuff. We're all right now. That's some officialness. So me and Vice is linking up this weekend, huh?
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. This weekend is the game.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Oh, trust me. Me and Vice will be there.
Okay, see, I don't want to, already the excuses are starting. You and Vice are going to take off and go somewhere. I'm not going to find Donnie, and I'm going to be all ready. I'm going to be all worked out and ready, and everything's just going to work out. We're going to call up Monday.
It's okay.
See,
this nigga's going to start working out tonight.
Quit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to go to the handball court and start pitching.
You got to hit the shake weight.
Listen, what you think? I'm just going to go in there. I'm going to go in there cold, son.
Yeah, he's
going to hit the shake weight. I'm going to go in there cold. You're going to hit the shake weight. I don't even know what that is. But I'm going to go in there cold.
YouTube it.
Danny, I'm going to go in there cold, son.
You could go in cold, warm, hot.
Danny, I'm
going to
take you out, son.
Hey,
I'm
going to
take you
what?
Out, kid. When I'm done with you, you're never going to play baseball again in your life. You're never going to play ball again in your life. When I'm done.
You want to hear how many times I heard that story?
You started at the phone sex over here, man.
Yo, listen, Donnie, you're never going to play ball in your life. You're never going to play no more ball in your life when I'm done.
Listen, I heard that story like a million times.
Remember, hey, and remember, it's hardball, it's not softball. So if you think it was softball,
it could be fucking fudgeball.
Fudgeball.
Yeah,
you would love it to be fudgeball,
all
right?
So what's the event? Spongeball? Hardball, what? What's going on? Softball?
It don't matter.
Hardball. Vice, it's hardball.
Hardball? We doing hardball?
We doing hardball.
We can do hardball.
I got a helmet, so don't worry about it. If I hit him in the head,
yeah,
he'll be right.
Oh, my God.
That's what
you
got to do.
I couldn't just say, yo, me and Vice trying to keep it as clean as possible. And
so that means...
Wait a minute.
Did you hear
what Donnie said to me? You're talking about cleaning.
Showcase get in the back, and Donnie got to get in the back.
Well, what? Say it again.
That means Danny got a pitch, right?
And Showcase.
Danny
got
a pitch. Showcase got a pitch. Vice versa. That's it. We can't. We just
oh, we
sit
can
on
do...
the sideline. No, we're gonna sit on the sideline and just drink and laugh. That's what we're gonna do.
Danny's gonna pitch to me. Danny's gonna pitch.
Yeah.
Yo, we can't do this Friday night, man.
We could do it whatever,
no.
Nigga.
Whatever.
We could do it weekend Saturday.
I guess
it's like a showcase
night.
In his early Saturday shit, man.
I'm just whatever.
You can just wake
right,
up, kid. You're going to have a great time. You're going to have a good time, kid. You're going to see Donnie over there swinging at the stars, kid. You're going to have a great time. Donnie's going to be swinging
at
the stars, kid. I'm going to make that dude look like the kids you see on the cartoons just spinning around.
Oh, that's
Boom! Oh,
that's
ready for that one.
The first shot's going up the mount. The first shot, nigga. I'm going to make sure you lose your arm.
Nigga, it's not happening, Donnie. It's not happening, son. It's not
I
happening.
Listen, I heard that story before.
Yeah, but you ain't heard it from me. It ain't happening.
From you and a couple of people.
It ain't Donnie, it ain't happening,
nothing.
Son. You're going down, Donnie. All right,
well,
we got to
get up out of here, man.
Your knees are going to buckle through, and you're going to be like,
nigga,
I wasn't ready. Your knees are going to buckle.
You're going to be able to eat it.
Hold on.
You know who you're going to look like? You're going to look like Hideki Matsui up there swinging at nothing.
All right.
Well, he was your MVP in 2009. He was your MVP in 2009 for the World Series. So, all right. So, he wasn't really too bad. Anyway, let's get the stuff out the way, man. Vice, want to do the honors, B? From the info?
You can follow my boy TDI on Twitter at TDINYC. You can follow myself at The Real Vice NYC. You can follow my little brother Showcase at DJ Showcase.
That's right. Follow the
and,
New Talk City
then,
page, New Talk City
wait,
One.
We're missing one.
I was going to say something about Danny, then I was going to go to the. You can follow all three of us at New Talk City One.
We're still missing one more. The other one I just took off and just cut out. I want everybody to Twitter her and say, where did she go?
Oh, you can follow
at Miss Bad Habits.
At Miss Bad Habits.
It is.
You know what? Next week we're just listen. Next week we're gonna have her on the show. We're gonna let her talk.
She's not gonna do that. Back.
Yes, she is.
Says who?
Before we really get out of here, I gotta just, you know, once again, rest in peace, shout out to my boy Giovanni. Condolences to his family. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Yeah, big time, man. Big time.
Everybody take care of yourselves out there, man. It's not easy in these streets anymore. All jokes aside, it got to be easy out there. Be careful. If you have a problem and you can avoid it, do so. Trust me, it goes a long way.
Turn the other cheek and move.
So, what is it with you and Chaga today and stuff like that, man?
Well, y'all gonna do what y'all gonna do. I'm gonna go serve me a bowl of Honey Smacks.
I'm gonna go watch some Netflix.
Well, I haven't ate Honey Smacks since 1990.
Fuck that. I love cereal, son.
All right,
back to the last watch me with my little man, and that's it.
Yeah. Xavier, what up? You cursed at me already?
My
little man.
Yeah, he said,
what up, TDI? Shouts to everybody who tuned in. Shouts to Oregon, Portland, Oregon, exactly, like I said before, showcase.
Portland, Oregon. So what are you talking about?
Okay.
I'm in Oregon before I get to another debate.
Yeah, let's just leave it alone. Let's just leave it
alone. Do me a favor. Check his Twitter and call me back, Showcase, okay?
Check my Twitter.
Call me back and say, I'm sorry, TDI, when you call me.
What?
When you call me, say, I'm sorry, TDI. You were right.
On your knees, though.
Oh, my Donnie, stay out of this one. Anyway, I'm good.
He said, step your Twitter page up.
He said, I'm good. Yo, what the fuck? Yo,
I don't want him on the show no more. Get this dude out of here. I'm gonna finish his career this weekend, so this is the last time I'm gonna hear from Donnie.
Listen, you're gonna need fucking ice for your fucking face.
I'm gonna finish you, son. I'm gonna finish you.
We out of here, man. We can't lie about you. I'm out. We're on it.
On so many different styles, cause I got more than a disciplined child. So when they see me, everybody barack, barack. Man, I'm like a young gun, fully black, barack. I try a teardrop forward, a massive attack. I only make hits like I work with a racket and back. Look on my jacket and hat, go down to earth, go down to earth. I'm bringing gravity back, adopted by the major. I want my family back. People work hard just to get all their salary tax. Look, I'm just a writer from the ghetto like Mallory Black. So they hear you out.
Yo, what up, y'all? This is the homie L Pro, and you listening to the one and only New Talk City Radio with TDI, Vice, and DJ Showcase, baby. Right here, get your real music.
You're listening to Lush Radio. Lush.